again, the audit in the spotlight. Former President Trump was in town and talked quite a bit about it in his speech over the weekend. Joining us right now is the Senate liaison, Ken Bennett, former Secretary of State. Let's start with where we are with the recount, because I know that the Senate ordered a private recount outside of the audit. Where are we with that?
Well, Mike, since I was denied access Friday morning, I can tell you where we were Friday morning or Thursday night. And that was, we were making very good progress, probably about halfway through the 45 pallets, 1,600 and some odd boxes. And things were going pretty well. There's lots of dedicated volunteers down there working in very difficult heat and humidity, but things are actually going pretty well. The trick on that is going to be how to handle and make sure that you do the duplicated ballots correctly and in the same way that the county did, especially since the county did not put the serial numbers on thousands of the ballots that were duplicated, so that you can match them up and say, okay, here's the one that duplicated that one, and we have one for one. And then the second thing you could do if you wanted is, you know, make sure that the votes on the ballot that was duplicated because it was damaged or it was sent in by email from a military person or whatever were correctly reflected on its duplicate. But when you've got 20 to 25,000 duplicates, you got to make sure that you count the one but not the other, so
right,
that you're not double counting anything or not missing anything and missing a count. So, but the third count is going very well. And as of Thursday night when I left, we were well over halfway. By now, it's probably three-fourths.
Why were you denied access on Friday?
I've got to go back a little bit and say that when the third count was told to me that we were going to do it and Mr. Pullen was going to kind of take that lead for the Senate, I visited with Randy and said, you know, we got to make sure that we have procedures and protections in place so that we do it correctly and that we don't in any way create an incentive to force balance this count to either of the first two counts or share the information with the second count, the ninjas count, so that they've forced balance back to our number. I mean, if it's really going to be an independent check of that second count, it needs to be independent. We cannot be force balancing one direction or the other. And so when I asked, you know, what are the procedures that we're going to use to do this, and was told I wasn't going to be told what those were, I became very concerned about the force balancing. So I recalled that a couple of weeks earlier, this group led by Mr. Moore from the Clear Ballot company that, you know, is a certified election systems company in the country. He's retired now, but he and some other volunteers had put together a big spreadsheet that corrected and explained a lot of inconsistencies. And he told me corrected hundreds of clerical errors that they found in Maricopa County's numbers, and that they had gotten to a pretty good spreadsheet as far as how many ballots should be in each box. And so as I started to watch the process, and I was standing a few feet away from the ladies that were doing the count, I started to ask, well, how much was in that box and what number was it? So I went to their spreadsheet and some of the numbers checked and some of them didn't. And then Mr. Moore called and said, hey, we'd like to explain to you how we put this spreadsheet together. And I said, that's fine. But in that process, I shared that some of these numbers were matching. Well, I thought he was discreet enough to realize that I was just trying to confirm some numbers privately. And they went to the press the next morning and said, Bennett's sharing numbers with us, and it confirms our whole methodology. And that's not, I don't think that's correct either. But indirectly, I allowed some information that was supposed to be private to get out. He leaked it to the press, and I felt bad about that. And obviously, Mr. Pullen and maybe the Senate and others were upset, and so that's why I was denied access. But
are you still the liaison? Are you going to resign from that position?
I am the liaison, and I'm working with President Fan to figure out how we move forward. Because as I explained on one of the other talk shows here in the Valley this morning, there are some very troubling things that have got to be fixed as far as, you know, this keeping information from me. I mean, the whole issue about duplicate ballots
right.
that came up in the very first couple weeks of the audit, I was told that there would be a comprehensive reconciliation of how the duplicate ballots were handled that's never been forthcoming. There were serious issues in the aggregation process, but some very qualified people have jumped in and helped to fix that. They told me that as they were getting those issues resolved, that I would be allowed to, you know, see those positive resolutions and have complete confidence that, that we're accurate and we're reflecting all the numbers right in the spreadsheet. And then a week or two after that was told that they'd been instructed by the auditors to not share anything with me. And then this situation where I'm told I can't even know the procedures that we're going to use on this third count. I just cannot function as
right.
the liaison, you know, with those kinds of hide the ball from me stuff. But I'm working with President Fan, and if we can get those kinds of things worked out, I want to see this audit through to success. And success to me is the facts.
Would you?
Election integrity is not about whether or not Donald Trump won an election. Election integrity is about, did we get the election right? And that's what I'm focused on. And it's not for Donald Trump, and it's not for the Senate. It's for the people of Arizona. Because if the people of Arizona don't have complete confidence in their elections, we're going to lose our state and our country.
And I agree with you. I was in favor of the audit, as you know, from the beginning. I've had some disagreements with the way that it's been handled by the Cyber Ninjas and the other subcontractors down there. Do you still have confidence in the Cyber Ninjas and the other subcontractors that were down there in getting this right? Do you believe that they've gotten this right, or do you think some things need to be fixed?
Well, I think they've got a lot of things right. They discovered and had to correct the same hundreds of clerical errors that Larry Moore's group had to correct in their spreadsheet. There's lots of good things happening under the direction of the Cyber Ninjas and their subcontractors. There's lots of quality volunteers and a few paid people, but mostly volunteers who are down there working their heart out to get this right. But I can only be a part of moving forward and vouching for the final product if there's transparency in seeing the procedures and the things that are going to be used to build that final product. So do I have confidence that we can get a final product that's good? Yes. Do I get frustrated when, you know, when 74,000 ballots get thrown out and there's an explanation for it and it's not really phantom ballots or yes, that is frustrating.
Right.
And it's frustrating to hear the president even refer to that number again on Saturday or whenever he was here. I wasn't at the rally, but when you're auditing something, you can get nine things right. And if you get one thing wrong, people remember the one thing wrong.
Right.
So we've got to fix, we've got to make sure that we have complete transparency and integrity in how the processes and aspects of the audit are adding up to the final report, which I want to be able to say I have complete confidence in.
All right, two more questions. Number one, Mr. Pulitzer threw out a number of that the audit actually cost $9 million. Is that an accurate number, and where's that money coming from if it's true?
I have no idea if that's an accurate number. I think it's a pulled out of the air number.
Okay.
But this is one of the lacks of transparency that I struggle with, but it's been clear from the very beginning that the Senate agreed with the auditors that, you know, $150,000 and any expenses beyond that, the auditors had to, you know, come up with their fundraising or grant funding or whatever it was beyond that. I have no information about what the total costs are running, so I don't know if that $9 million number is correct or not. I suspect
right.
it's hugely high.
All right. So the last question, two part question. Number one is, when do you anticipate this report being done and turned over to the Senate, and when do you anticipate the public being able to see it?
I think it's in next month sometime, mid to late August, I hope, is when we have a report that can be turned over to the Senate and immediately made public thereon. I mean, literally like the same day. This is not something that needs to be hidden from anybody. And as I said, obviously the Senate has asked for this audit, but this audit belongs to the people of Arizona, and they need complete transparency and confidence that it's accurate and was put together correctly. And that's all I'm trying to ensure.
And Ken, I always have appreciated you coming on the air and being transparent about this stuff with me. You know, I've had some disagreements, but you've always been kind enough to come on. So thanks again for coming on today, and I look forward to talking to you again when the report's out.
Ditto, and thanks back to you.
All right, thanks. That's Ken Bennett, liaison to the Senate for this audit. He is also a former Secretary of State, so he knows a thing or two about elections.